美国加州城县前县政委员会主席克里斯诺比在两年前曾经遭到中共驻洛杉矶领事馆施压，要求他不要支持神韵晚会。他拒绝了这项要求，并且在洛杉矶时报上公开反驳中领馆的施压。5月12日，他看了神韵演出后，他说这就像来自天堂的艺术，不明白中领馆为什么惧怕这么美好的演出。
诺比先生对中国文化情有独钟，还研究过《道德经》。看了神韵演出之后，他说这是像来自天堂的艺术。
Oh, very beautiful. Heavenly. Beautiful people, wonderful spirit, beautiful costumes, and a subtle moral message which permeated the entire show.
喜爱中国文化的诺比先生还用三个中文词来描述了神韵。
美好，我好，好好。
诺比先生尤其喜欢几位男高音的演唱。
Oh, the tenors I loved, yes.
他对晚会天幕的设计非常佩服，并且给我们详细描述了他印象最深的一个天幕。
As in the scene when the man was beaten to death and then ascended to immortality.
谈起两年前中领馆给他写的那封威胁信的时候，诺比先生说，这样美好的演出真的不知道他们害怕什么。
I don't know what they're afraid of.But they must be afraid of something. Maybe it reflects more on them than on the show.
这是新唐人记者蓝红肖明加州城县采访报道。
每一个神韵的观众都会从不同角度感受到神韵之美，还有一些人深切地感受到了神韵演出中的深邃精神内涵。美国著名最佳古典唱片大奖获得者、竖琴演奏家彼得·瑟夫林就是其中的一个。
瑟夫林是竖琴演奏家和作曲家，也弹奏中国古筝。04年以竖琴梦 CD 在100名音乐家中拔得头筹。5月13日，他观看了神韵在大洛杉矶地区的最后一场演出。对神韵的乐团，瑟夫林的评价是
The live orchestra, of course, it's fantastic, it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's a beautiful sound, beautiful music.
他觉得整个演出非常纯洁。
It's very pure.Yes, there's a purity that runs throughout it all, and the music is very, very pure, very happy, and very uplifting.
瑟夫林喜欢在户外打坐和冥想，有一天甚至看到了天使，因此对神韵演出展现的天国景象感触多多。
Well, the one that stands out the most is how the Buddhas and the celestial beings come from the heavens to inspire the earthly humans to live a life divine. So I thought that was very touching.And inspiring. I felt that the spirit in the performance was, feels like it expresses the nature of the soul, of the human soul, and its, and the divinity of the soul. It's very nice.
这是新唐人记者香兰蓝红从洛杉矶报道。
一位美国基金会的副总裁从来没有深入了解过中国文化，但是看了神韵在加州呈现的演出后，他感叹道，神韵用高水平的歌舞表现的是普世价值，人类的共同情感，他对此感同身受。
I think what I walk away with is this sense of what we all share as humans together. You can change the group of people, you can change the particular culture, but we share so much in terms of stories of dealing with persecution or dealing with difficulty or tragedy, and we express them all through dance and music. And to see this in this particular instance as it is expressed here was wonderful.
对在迫害中我们依然走在神的路上印象深刻。对于发生在中国的迫害，他感慨地说
It makes you wonder whether we really learn anything from the past because we're constantly dealing with new challenges and new expressions of people trying to control other people. We have that both in, you can see that in terms of current day China and there's a strong leadership that controls media, controls people's opportunities and options.
最后，克里斯托先生说，通过神韵，他能感受到中国文化的成就。这是一个经历过苦难以及漫长的历史、众多事件的民族。
What you see here is a sense of accomplishment, a sense of having dealt with certain tragedy, a certain history of how certain leaders came and went and how certain people were part and parcel of a country and of a dynasty. And so you pick up a certain sense of history and you see how people adapted to those particular circumstances in that historical context.
这是新唐人记者蓝红子斌加州橙县采访报道。
5月12日晚，美国加州橙县教育委员会主席克伦·麦克卢卡斯女士在橙县表演艺术中心观看神韵晚会后，赞叹演出宏伟辉煌，给人以希望、欢乐和爱，并且提醒人们，人和神是相通的。
5月12日神韵在橙县的演出华盖云集，橙县教育委员会主席麦克卢卡斯女士就是其中的一位。他表示，神韵展示的中国文化深具精神性，又如此美丽，带给他很多启迪。
The backdrops, the costumes were fed my soul because the color was so beautiful. The costumes are beautiful. I was looking for the costume designer tonight to tell them what an awesome job they did.
他说，当自己看到那些美丽的色彩时
，Joy gives me hope.
他表示，神韵带给他的信息是
hope, love, and don't forget that we're spiritual beings because we are.
麦克卢卡斯女士曾经专修歌剧，对神韵的男高音天歌非常赞赏。
I enjoyed the gentleman that had the intonation of Luciano Pavarotti. I forget that I don't know the gentleman's name, but he was. I think he sang near the end. Beautiful voice, beautiful tenor.Beautiful, the music, yes. The opera singers were magnificent.
最后，作为教育界人士，麦克卢卡斯女士说
：“If you were going to take this show to elementary school, it would be a good lesson to the elementary students. If you were going to take it to high school students, it would bring a lesson to them. And to the adults, it does the same thing. Some people may have to see a show more than once.”More than twice to really understand what's being done.
新唐人记者蓝红，洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在洛杉矶的最后一场演出在橙县艺术表演中心落下帷幕，而湾石市长江石溪也到场欣赏。他表示，神韵是迷人的演出，真正弘扬了中国的传统文化。
5月13日晚，橙县艺术表演中心人气沸腾，全场观众起立向神韵演员们长时间鼓掌，演员四度谢幕。而湾市长江石溪也是一位为神韵演出着迷的观众，他代表尔湾市为神韵颁发褒奖。
It was very impressive to find so much of the professional dances and using drums.And also Erhu, very professional, very well prepared. And also one thing that really amazes me, the coordination of each program. There's no delay, there's no pause. Everything is really done very professionally. So I'm very impressed.
谈到对神韵演出的印象，江市长说
It's fascinating. And it's also it's really interesting to learn about history of China. It really promotes the culture and also tradition of each community and country.
江市长还表示，神韵的演出让人们了解中华文化，帮助人们和谐地生活在一起。
Through culture, we can transcend different popularity, different cultural differences, and through come together and learn each other and live together here in the same community.
这是新唐人记者蓝红子斌加州橙县报道。
一些媒体专业人士在看完美国神韵在加州橙县的演出后，感叹神韵带来了现代文化中少见的光明和欢乐，既振奋人心而又感人至深。
托德·多仁·费尔德先生是一位电影制片人，他同时拥有一家制片公司。5月13日，他看完神韵巡回艺术团在加州橙县表演艺术中心的演出后，对神韵的制作水准和表现的乐观精神都非常钦佩。
It was beautiful. Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. I like the idea of the drum being such a special instrument, a holy instrument. Yeah, that was beautiful.
多仁·费尔德先生尤其喜爱表现春天到来的扇子舞。
Well, I like the growth of flowers. and a living flower, so I felt like they were living flowers. As opposed to cut flowers, yeah, they felt like living flowers. I like that.
他还谈到，现代文化中充斥着由恐惧主导的文化，而神韵逆转了这个主流。节目中展现的是中国文化的光明和欢乐，这一点特别令人欣慰。
Right, the joy and the brightness of the Chinese culture, that's nice. Yeah, I'd like to see more of that around as opposed to fear culture, you know. So it was really nice to see the colors and the brightness and the joy of the production. Yeah, even in the hard times with the moon, yeah, there was a lot of joy in that production.
戴安娜是越南社区最大的电视台之一，小西贡电视台的副台长。她看了演出后说
The dancers are really gracious, and the performance is fantastic. I don't know how it is, but for me, I'm very touched. And, the hand movement is very gracious and something like that.Right now, I don't know how to describe it, but for me, it is fantastic.
戴安娜最后说，整台晚会就像是一场梦。
This was fantastic. Out of, it is like a dream. And I really enjoy it from the beginning to the end.
这是新唐人记者香兰肖明加州呈现采访报道。
大学教授玛丽尼荣观看了神韵巡回艺术团5月13日在大洛杉矶地区呈现艺术表演中心的最后一场演出。他表示，神韵晚会美得让人屏住呼吸，宁静而感动，并明白了真正的中国是什么样的。
玛丽尼荣是 El Camino 大学和 Coastline 大学的教授，教数学的他却有着艺术家的典雅气质，讲起话来神采飞扬，完全打破了记者心目中数学教授的印象。
I love it. It was beautiful. It was breathtaking. I mean, colors, flowers, the music. It was so relaxing. I love it. Background, my gosh. Was that real? I have to ask that. Was that real or graphic?It was so real. It's surreal. Very, very surreal.
他说曾认为自己很了解中国，因为有很多中国朋友，看中国电影和连续剧。
I thought I knew Chinese very well. Most of my friends are Chinese. I celebrate Chinese New Year with them. But this was totally different. I watched the Chinese movie, you know, the continuation series. But it didn't justify it. Tonight, it answers all the calling that what China represented.It was beautiful. It was calm and touchy. I was so relaxed. It was very, very sentimental-like, smooth, soothing, so calm. I guess the Westworld was so calm and relaxed the whole show.
这是新唐人记者蓝红香兰从洛杉矶报道。
埃尔顿·特纳是来自圣地亚哥的自由作家，他在观看了神韵在大洛杉矶地区的最后一场演出后表示，神韵将几千年的历史和文化浓缩在短短的两个半小时的演出中，这是惊人的成就。
神韵演出纯净优美深邃，让人叹为观止。圣地亚哥的自由作家特纳在观看了神韵在呈现艺术中心的最后一场演出后说，没有人能够在这样高超的舞蹈面前故作姿态，他为神韵喝彩。
It's a wonderful introduction to Chinese culture. I would hope that every school child in every county that you go to could come and see this because, to have that synopsis and that delineation of so many centuries of information put into a couple hours is an amazing, accomplishment. I applaud Shenyang for that.
他表示神韵的舞蹈特别出彩。
I thought that the dancing was superb, and no one can hold a pose like these dancers. They looked like grand tableau, paintings from beautiful, Chinese art history. And, but yet it was invigorating and energetic and very, very beautiful. And I love the music. I would recommend to anyone that wants to have a wonderful evening, a memorable evening, they won't easily forget, and it will inspire them to do further investigation and research into this beautiful culture, this beautiful Chinese history.
神韵的舞台背景天幕也让特纳觉得难以忘怀。
Oh, I thought it was so well done and, fascinating, and, I really loved the colors were so impressive and vibrant. And, it was memorable, and I won't forget it very soon.
对于晚会呈现的精神内涵，特纳说
，It was very ethereal and very beautiful, and I found a beautiful spirit in that and in the dancing. I need to do more research on the information about the paths that the dancers were explaining were not currently fostered in China.
最后特纳说
I'm very grateful to be here and I'm very glad to have experienced this and I can't wait to see it again next year.
这是新唐人记者蓝红子冰从洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在洛城、帕市和城县连演五场，吸引了万名观众前来观赏，于5月13号圆满落下帷幕。神韵的演出把精神、灵魂和韵味表现在指尖、舞蹈、服饰和布景之间，带给世界一种古老而全新的艺术形式，奇妙而令人感动。
神韵在城县表演艺术中心结束了大洛杉矶地区的美西巡回演出，演员们四次谢幕，观众依依不舍。城县的观众是第一次领略神韵的风采，他们表示，神韵展现的精神内涵远远超越了他们的想象。
Oh, it was excellent. It definitely exceeded my expectations. I knew it would be, you know, very special, but it was even better than I'd expected.
Just awakening. It just awakened my soul, my spirit.My thoughts.
Fantastic. Love it. I have to say, you know, my heart fell for the show. And it reminds me when I was young and my parents used to tell me about the story. And, you know, and it's fantastic to see the story appear in front of my eyes.
Extremely beautiful, too. I mean, how much hard work goes into this, it seems like amazing. I think I have a very high respect.For the Chinese culture now. It's just, I don't know how to describe it.
just graceful, elegant, beautiful, incredible. And the costumes are just spectacular.
神韵在短短五天内给大洛杉矶地区的观众带来巨大的震撼。剧院甚至一度出现了一票难求的现象。在帕萨迪纳市，一个18口的华人大家庭全家观看演出。很多人把神韵当作最好的母亲节礼物。
I had a wonderful Mother's Day.
继洛杉矶之后，神韵巡回艺术团将到加州圣何西市演出。这是新唐人记者在洛杉矶的综合报道。
自从今年1月神韵在美国西部的旧金山湾区掀起了一阵神韵的热潮之后呢，时隔5个月，神韵又再一次驾临湾区啊。那么从今天起1连3天呢，将会在这间圣何西表演艺术中心上演4场神奇之旅。
由于神韵此前演出的大获成功，让他们在这里拥有了一批忠实的粉丝。罗杰斯先生就是其中的一位。
This is about the fourth or fifth time. I lost count. Well, they're always excellent, well performed with enthusiasm, and the crowds are always excited.
还有很多对高尚艺术有着追求和向往的观众也是慕名而来。
他会把我们和中国人很多传统的那种美的这个美学的这个理解，还有对中国的这个。道德伦理这方面的比较高的一个境界能够体现出来，因为我从你的一些照片和这个电视上我能感觉到一点，说为什么我就非常想验证一下看我是不是对的。
在中场休息时，有几位观众跟我们谈了他们的观感。
以前我在中国大陆的时候看的是这党文化，两个一比较我就知道了，就像在香港在其他地方看的不是正统的中国文化，这个是真正的传统文化，所以我要看，而且很精彩，
很漂亮了，就是很 perfect， 就是没什么觉得有什么缺点的地方，就这是尤其是色彩是特别吸引人的，觉得很好，
很尤其女的穿得很柔和的感觉，哎，配合她们舞蹈起来很漂亮，
是很喜欢那个女高音那个，其实她也不，她声音我很喜欢她的表现方式，她的声音这样。我想 that might be my favorite part.
多个月的全球巡演呢，神韵的名字已经让西方的观众倍感惊艳了。而且在目前这样一个经济不景气的大环境之下呢，神韵的演出还能够如此的火爆，堪称是演艺界的一个奇迹。我们会继续为您跟踪报道神韵的消息。好，这新唐人记者江光宇在旧金山湾区为您报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在美国西部的2009春之旅已经圆满结束了大洛杉矶地区的演出。5月15号来到美国第十大城市圣何西市，在圣何西表演艺术中心上演4场。圣何西的主流社会包括市长、
会展及旅游局局长对于神韵即将带来的高水准演出充满了期待，并推荐大家前往观赏。
往年看过新唐人新年晚会的市长乔可利表示，神韵晚会展现了中华传统文化，对圣何西市来说意义深远。
It helps us understand the culture, but it helps protect the culture so that everybody gets a chance to know more about some of our people and where they come from.
圣何西市会展及旅游局局长丹范腾为神韵的到来感到激动。
It's a great thing for San Jose. We think it's a great part of our culture to celebrate.People that want to come down and be a part of this. So it's a very exciting opportunity for us.
范腾说，虽然经济低迷对旅游和会展生意带来影响，但他发现往往在这种时候，富有内涵、高水准的艺术娱乐活动更是人们所需要的。
It's a great way to spend a few hours and get away, enjoy great entertainment, see a wonderful stage, wonderful costumes, there's a lot that goes into putting this show on, so it's really a spectacle. So we think that it makes a lot of sense. Matter of fact, if anything, in a tough economy, this is the time to go to performances like that, and take the family and see something as really spectacular as this show is.
乔可利和范腾都为载誉全球的神韵来到圣何西而感到兴奋。
It'll be a great performance. I've seen the versions of this performance in the past, and it's terrific entertainment, terrific talent and skill. We're really happy to have it in San Jose.
And what I'm most excited about is the staging and the costumes and sort of the level of professionalism and the sort of magnificence of what the show is.
从5月15号到17号，神韵巡回艺术团将在圣何西表演艺术中心演出四场。新唐人记者张芬在美国加州圣何西市的采访报道。
观看完神韵巡回艺术团在旧金山湾区的演出，有几位华人观众对于神韵展现的中华正统文化倍感骄傲和自豪，一起来听一听。
作为第二代移民的银行家吉尼赵，虽然已经不会讲中文了，但今夜他却为自己身为一个中国人而倍感自豪。
Yes. How do you like it? Oh, I love it. So vast, beautiful, awesome. So proud of Chinese, being Chinese. I invited all my coworkers. Really? Yes. This is just such a wonderful event. I'm so proud of being Chinese today. This is beautiful. Because, you know, Chinese culture has such a long history, but has been overlooked by the Western culture.And I think this is the time that we shine and we let people know that, you know, we have a very deep-rooted culture that is not being experienced or appreciated by the Western world. And I think this is the first time I ever seen something put together on one stage. So, yeah, I'm very proud.
来自中国大陆的心理学家荣先生对整台节目的编排非常赞赏。
我觉得很激动人心，而且中国传统文化的东西表现得淋漓尽致。
你以前看过这样的演出吗？
当然咱们中国的类似的有，但是没有像这样的规模，这样的激动人心吧。我觉得整个这个编排都是非常能够突出主题，就是中国文化的特点。
已经成为神韵的铁杆粉丝的巩先生和巩太太，则希望像这样一台没有打磨化的世界一流的表演，能够早日登上中国大陆的舞台。
您第一次来看神韵的演出吗？
不是，看了好几期了，几乎每年都看。我觉得这个是真正的中国传统文化。以前我在中国大陆的时候看的是就党文化，两个一比较我就知道了。就像在香港，在其他地方看的不是正统的中国文化，这个是真正的传统文化，所以我要看，而且很精彩。我看到那个法轮功受迫害那幕啊，特别感动，我自己眼泪差不多掉出来了。希望神韵有一天能够回到中国大陆去演出，那是我所期望的。
很漂亮了，就是很 perfect， 就是没什么觉得有什么缺点的地方，就这是尤其是色彩是特别吸引人的，觉得很好。
这是新唐人记者江光宇在加州圣何西为您报道。
美国神韵2009春之旅5月15日在美国西谷高科技重镇圣荷西表演艺术中心三天的演出拉开帷幕。神韵艺术家们有素的技艺和表演风格感动了西谷艺术界，他们表示晚会让他们了解了一个鲜为重之的中华文化。
曾经在2006年冬季奥林匹克运动会演唱《团结与爱》的葡萄牙歌星 Rimana Vela 表示，因为从小受过芭蕾舞训练，神韵舞蹈家们的严谨的表演风格让他猜想他们从三五岁小孩的时候就开始了这样专业的训练。
I have such a deeper respect for the arts nowYou know, with the Chinese culture, I knew how beautiful they embraced the arts. I just didn't know how beautiful that they did. And it's very, very clear that there's a part of China that we don't know about, really. I mean, you know, we hear how industrious they are, but the art part is this really brought that alive for me.
新源地舞蹈老板、舞蹈教师 Colin Lawrence 表示，他非常兴奋，神韵晚会让他体验到一种中西合璧的文化，令他如痴如醉。
I felt their grace, really affected my heart. They dance from their soul. The stories presented are from their soul. The messages are about that. It truly is divine performing arts as it's being said.Yeah, because you get that feeling from them, and the artistry and the beauty really reaches you on that level.
他说，晚会向舞蹈界同仁展示了神韵非常艰苦并具专业素养的训练。
I mean, and it's wonderful because they were absolutely precise, masterful in what they did. Definitely masterful. So it's beautiful.
圣荷西交响乐团董事，同时也是圣荷西歌剧院和美国贝多芬协会成员的 Jane Toransky 热爱艺术。
I just sat absorbed.
他说，神韵艺术家们有着出类拔萃的技艺。
It's very hard to make your body be very still in movement. That takes an awful lot of effort, an awful lot of training, an awful lot of isometrics going on.
他认为与芭蕾不同的是，演员们的重心是在脚上，舞姿轻盈优雅，丰富多彩。新唐人记者雪莉·韩宁，加州圣荷西的采访报道。